And we'll start with the doorman, Paddy Delaney, telling us about the end of the cavern.
It was just an ordinary, typical Sunday night. That was to say, we were open from 7:15 to 11:15. And Ray McFall and Bob Waller, they were out somewhere. Anyway, they came to the club about 9:30. And Ray said, the bailiffs will be here tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. We looked a bit bewildered. We knew that we spend a hell of a lot of money in extensions and what have you, so it still came as a shock. So I said, well, what's happening? Well, what's going to happen now then, apart from the place closing, Ray? He said, well, look, what Bob and I were thinking about, Pat, was instead of finishing at 11:15, we stay open all night. And anybody who comes at that time, let them in for nothing. So we carried on. And round about 5 o'clock, we were getting a lot of girls crying, going to hysterics. The Cavern Club was closing. Everybody's broken up. We didn't know how we were going to get them out. 6 o'clock, they all started putting chairs on the steps, the steep steps leading down into the club. Intertwined the chairs with each other, and all the way down the 14 steps into the club was full of chairs. We couldn't get down, so we had to go round the back way. The front door was shut, and we barred ourselves in. The police arrived. I gave explicit instructions that in no way, if they get past the barricade, must they resist the police. They can resist the bailiff, but when it comes to the police, don't resist the police, whatever you do. So they all agreed to this, and true enough, they did just as they were told. They opened the door. Chairs, when the police arrived, we let them in. The kids were escorted outside. I was kept back because some of the kids said, let Pat out last. He should be the last one to leave. So as I made my way out the back door of the cavern, along the entry into Matthew Street, the door was closed after me, and that was it. The cavern was officially closed.